Last night, Circus Oz had its first performance at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Circus Oz is a rock and roll, animal-free circus that features a live band. Tim Coldwell is one of the people who founded the circus more than 3 decades ago in Melbourne, Australia. Throughout his career, he has been a clown, ringmaster, tent hand, elephant boy, and walked on a high wire from the top of the Adelaide Festival Center across the Torrens River in Australia. When we spoke on the phone earlier this week, I asked him what initially attracted him to the circus lifestyle.
It was a combination of wanting to do something that had, you know, a kind of connection to the community, I guess, something that was heading towards, you know, communications or entertainment or something that did, you know, was about ideas and stuff like that. But, and also a very strong sense of, I kind of love the idea of the self-contained community. That's one of those things about the traditional travelling circus, really. A sort of self-contained, self-sufficient community.
Now, you've also walked on a high wire. How does one learn to walk a tightrope or a high wire? Is that the same thing?
Well, a tightrope is a tight rope. A high wire is well, they're similar. They're very similar, but tightropes are usually springier and they're closer to the ground. The thing about the high wire is that it's up at the kind of height that if you fall off it, you'd die. and that's usually what the high part refers to. You learn by practicing, obviously practicing the skill of walking on the wire, which is something you can practice, you know, very close to the ground. And then there's a complete exercise that happens in the mind, really, which is about, you know, convincing yourself that if you can do it 6 inches off the ground, then you can do it 60 feet off the ground. So it's a kind of, you know, mind-body discipline.
It sounds like it. I don't think I could do it, so.
No, I think a lot of people can't, hence the sort of attraction of watching somebody who can. It's, you know, one of those things where you just have to completely concentrate on, you know, what it requires to make sure you don't fall off and you know, believe you're there. And it has a kind of, you know, wonderful feeling of sort of invincibility and indestructibility that goes with it. You know, it's kind of like being able to fly or something.
Definitely. And Circus Oz is going to be in town here in Fayetteville for a couple of days, and you're actually a founder of Circus Oz. So how did you come up with the idea for creating the show?
Well, it was, you know, always in conjunction with groups of other people. So it's always been a kind of collective project. Initially, Circus Oz itself, when we started Circus Oz, it was a thing that came from a combination of two other existing groups, one of which was a group that I was in, which was a kind of kind of like a street circus, really. I guess we'd done a bit of touring of our own, and it had a lot of traditional circus stuff in it that we'd learned, but always live music and you know, and a lot of the shows that we did were, you know, were like busking, but with half a dozen people and a bigger show than busking on the street, but stuff that we almost did on the street. But we also had, we'd done a couple of tours with a sort of small fleet, I suppose you'd call it, of very, very old trucks. So vintage trucks and caravans that we'd picked up around Adelaide where we were living. And the other group was a group called Soapbox Circus, which was, it was a kind of an outgrowth from a street theatre company, really, that had started using juggling and acrobatics in their shows, and they did kind of political shows in rock and roll venues with a rock band. And we kind of joined these two groups together to do a show for a couple of big festivals in Australia. with a view to starting something bigger, which was a kind of, you know, a modern take on the traditional circus. So it was a kind of rock and roll circus, if you like.
Now, I imagine that you have to choreograph your stunts to go along with the music. Does that make it harder to do these already difficult tricks?
I don't think so. I think it actually makes it easier, really, because the music gives you a certain amount of energy. And the two things are always, you know, we're always working together. So there's, you know, an element of improvisation in the whole thing, that the music is kind of follows the action as much as the action follows the music. And you know, if somebody drops something or something kind of moves, the timing gets a little bit out because there's a bigger laugh here or something like that, then the music adjusts as well. So it all kind of, you know, grooves along but the music sort of definitely gives a lot of energy to the performance and therefore gives a lot of energy to the performers.
Something that I find interesting about this particular show is when I think of circus, I think of my dad taking me to a big tent, you know, growing up, and this is on a stage. Is that a trend that's happening now, that more of these circuses are happening like in performing venues and things like that?
Well, I think there's a bit of a trend. There's, I mean, there used to be vaudeville and stuff like that back in the 30s and 40s, which, you know, there are similarities there. There were a lot of things which would also exist as circus acts in a traditional circus would be on the stage. It's funny because what we do, all our international touring, or most of our international touring, in proscenium arts theatres, because that's most of what's available and that's where most of the promoters want to put things. At the speed at which we tour, it's quicker to get the show into a venue like that than it is to get it into a big tent or a big, I wouldn't say stadium. I mean, we've done a few stadium shows, but we like to keep it a bit more intimate than that. And regional touring in Australia, in small towns in Australia, we do the same thing. We mostly perform in the local theatre. But our big shows that we do in Melbourne, our hometown in Australia, and in Sydney and the other capital cities in Australia, are usually in a big top tent, because we own one and because that's sort of how we started. So we slide very quickly from one thing to the other. So, what used to be, people would see the show in a theatre and go, hey, it's fabulous in a theatre, but I couldn't imagine how you could do it in a tent, because it would just look like a normal circus. And then people look at it in the tent and they go, this is extraordinary, but I don't see how you could fit it into a theatre. So we just kind of slide from one to the other.
Tim Coldwell is a founding member of Circus Oz, and we spoke on the phone earlier this week. Circus Oz will be performing at the Walton Arts Center through next Tuesday. More information is available by calling 443-5600.